Vibes Radio. I am so blessed to be here with you guys, and I bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I'm so happy that you're here with me on this beautiful, gorgeous Friday. It's also the first day of Passover or Pesach, and I am blessed that God has had me here with you. We like to start out with the song, so let's start this Friday with Every Praise in the Name of Jesus. I'll be back.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Hey there, sorry about that. I was talking and I was on mute, so my apologies. I will reiterate what I have spoken previously. This is Aaliyah, and I'm so very blessed to be with you guys, so very blessed to have you here. God bless you. We just listened to Every Praise, and isn't that a great song? Every praise to our God, because without Jesus whom we glorify, and praise, we are nothing. And so we are commencing again in the book of John. I hope that's okay with you. That is where God has led me to read. I'm sure you'll like it. I hope you like it. If you have any other suggestions, please email me at Aaliyah@personalhearts.org. I would be so very happy to hear from you and so very blessed. I was talking or conversing with you, rather, a few minutes ago, but I was on mute, like I said, so I apologize for that, and we will start commencing in John chapter 4, verses 43. Amen. Now, after 2 days, Jesus departed thence and went into Galilee. For Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went unto the feast. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea to Galilee, he went up unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. The nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down, or my child die. Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth. Amen. You know, we have the same faith that Jesus has. If you grow your faith, you have to grow your faith. And you say, Aaliyah, how do I grow my faith? You grow your faith by hearing the word of God, by reading the Word of God, by having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You may say, Aaliyah, that doesn't make sense. Well, let me put it into perspective. You have a friend, maybe a best friend, and you just met, say, in high school or college, and you get to know one another. Your trust in that person is not immediate for most people. And so you get to know that person, and the more you get to know that person, the more you begin to trust that person, the more you begin to trust that person, the more you begin to believe in what they say. And when you believe in what they say, you believe that they can do certain things because you have a history, you have experience with them. And so Jesus wants us to know him on that same level, and even a greater level. Because no greater friend can one have than to have the person and the presence of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit as his comforter. Now, this is going to go a little deep, but I want to introduce this to you. Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father. He is the only door to the Father. When you go through that door, only Jesus can open that door for you. He will introduce you to the Father. Now, that's a whole other relationship, but it is the greatest relationship, the most marvelous relationship. So, get to know Jesus by knowing his word. Come alive to the Lord by knowing his word. All right, let's commence, or begin, or continue, rather, at verse 51, as I said earlier, but I was on mute, I apologize again for that. Today is April the 3rd, 2015. My next radio show will be April 17th, at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Verse 51. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son, he liveth, he liveth. Now, this is the man that was in Capernaum. His son was dying, and Jesus said, go, you know, thy son liveth. And so that man from Capernaum, his servants came down and said, oh, my goodness, can't believe your son, he lives, he actually lives. Then he inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth. And himself believed in his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Can you grab hold of God's healing power? Can you grab hold of the healing power and virtue that is in Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth? Can you grab hold of it? He liveth and ever maketh intercession for us. Can you grab hold of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ? Grab hold of his healing power for any part of your body that you need healing for. In Jesus' name, I speak to it now in the name of Jesus. Now, if you're battling things with, I sense that someone is battling things with demons. You're battling sleep deprivation. You're battling actually seeing physical beings in your house. I just want to tell you this. Every root of that, every root that you're seeing things in your house, you might be hearing things, or you're battling demonic forces, the root cause of that is sin. That is why the devil, who is the author and the father of lies and deception, he will cause a person, I mean, he's very patient. He will cause him very slowly. He will have little foxes nibble out your vine just to get the whole vine to come down. But he will have little foxes. He will have you dabble into sin here and dabble into sin there. Why? Because he wants a foothold. He wants a foothold so he can take over your life. And so the reason why you see these things, you're battling demonic forces, because they want to take over. They want to overwhelm you, and they want to take over. And so they only fear God, but not the God of Buddha, not the God of Hinduism, not the God of any other God, but the God of the Lord, but Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ. That's his power. Now, you cannot say the name of Jesus Christ without any power. It won't work. You have to know Jesus, and you have to know that there is real power in his name. So if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, allow me to lead you into that right now. Right now, in the middle of this broadcast. I know they say Aaliyah, that usually comes at the end, but we are led by the Spirit. And the Spirit knows the needs of the people, and he meets them. In the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just want to thank you for this opportunity to spread your word, because as Christians, this is why we are Christians, to represent Christ and to do the works of Christ, even because you said, greater works than these shall we do. So, Father, we bring this dear one or a person that they know, we bring this dear one to Christ, Father, that they will confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that you have raised him from the dead. Father, they repent of all their sins. We repent of all of our sins. Please wash us whiter than snow. Wash us with the blood of Jesus, that all of our sins do not remain. If someone has committed murder, or if someone has committed incest, I mean, the deepest sin that you think no one knows about, repent of that right now. I mean, the deepest sin. Ask the Holy Spirit, ask God to reveal it to you. And as you're repenting, he will bring it up into your mind and say, wow, Lord, I didn't know I had unforgiveness toward my dad. I didn't know I had unforgiveness toward my parents. But he will reveal it. And as you're talking and as you're repenting, ask the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to take control over your life. And you'll have the most amazing life. Now, Jesus suffered. And he said, all that will live godly shall suffer persecution. So you will have amazingness, wonderfulness, but know, just as Jesus was hated in this world, so you will be hated. There will be times of loneliness, times of despair. But you know what? If you want to share in the glory of God the Father, if you want to share in the glory of Jesus Christ, you also have to partake in his sufferings. It's part of the Christian walk. Whether you serve the devil, now you're going to have greater sufferings because you don't have any power to overcome him. But when you serve the Lord, you'll have peace and comfort. Now, we live in a world that was handed over to the devil. But you can have peace within the midst of chaos. Serving Jesus is not about what you can get in this world. It's not about having a Bentley or a mansion. And God is happy to give you all those things in this world. But the real treasure, the real victory, the real joy is heaven. Living with Jesus Christ forever and ever, being part of the marriage ceremony in heaven, going in the rapture and not being left here to face the Antichrist and the false prophet and the beast. The real joy of serving the Lord is letting other people know, hey, there's a way out of this. I don't have to commit suicide. I don't have to go through this anymore because I found someone. I found someone that's greater, more powerful, that loves me. And his name is Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. He is worthy to be praised. Jesus is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we have ended verse chapter 4, and we will commence with chapter 5. We're going to have a brief intermission, and this song is called Every Whisper. Whisper his name. Whisper the name of Jesus.
And he will come to you. Yes, call out. fall down on our knees. We lift our hands to you and say, you're all we need. You're all we need. You're all.
Unto you, rise and take up thy bed and walk. Do you see the amazingness of Scripture? Do you see the life that it gives to us, the breath that it breathes into us, the sight that it leads us with? It is a lamp to our feet. The Word of God has healing. It has healing, and it can heal you today. Tomorrow, it's there. It's what Christ died for by his stripes. We are healed. Verse 9 of chapter 5. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Verse 10. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. And he that was healed was not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Listen, sin no more, lest a worse come unto you. Praise the name of Jesus. This will end our broadcast for Friday, April 3rd, 2015. We will commence again on Friday, April 17th, 2015, at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You are wonderful, and you're blessed. God bless you. Have a beautifully blessed week. Have a good weekend. I'll see you soon. Bye.